At 9:12 a.m. on May 3, 2021, a hiring panel met a finalist who spoke with smooth confidence and quick recall. He had answers before the questions landed. He praised the company's mission, used first names, and hit small compliments without overdoing it. Security liked his file. References checked out. By lunch, the panel leaned his way. 3 months later, expense flags surfaced. A vendor address matched a shell formed 6 weeks earlier. Staff whispered about raised voices behind closed doors. One person said the new manager told her she was overthinking when numbers failed to line up. Another said he called her family during week one, then iced her for 2 days when she pressed him for receipts. People ask how it starts. It starts like this: charming, quick, helpful. Then small pressure. Then a feeling you cannot name. This story looks inside that mask and shows how manipulation works in quiet, ordinary rooms. The mask that feels like help. Time and place. 9:12 a.m., May 3rd, 2021, Midtown Office Tower. A finalist entered with easy posture and a steady smile. He greeted the receptionist by name. He noticed a framed photo on the counter and asked if the hiking trail was near town. He sat with his hands in view, shoulders relaxed, voice even. He answered with short, clear lines. He did not ramble. He asked crisp questions about goals, culture, and wins from the last quarter. People in the room felt seen. The panel liked how he matched their words. He echoed phrases from the job post and used them in new sentences. He did not repeat them word for word. He used a warm tone while putting subtle pressure on pace. He said he was ready to start by Monday if needed. He promised quick wins within 2 weeks. He used names smoothly. He ended with a grateful nod to each person. Rewind. Psychopathy refers to a set of personality traits and behaviors linked to low empathy, shallow emotion, boldness, poor brakes on impulse, and a cool approach to risk. It shows up in small ways in daily life, and in large ways during stress. People with this profile often read others well without sharing their feelings. They study signals. They learn what moves a room and what opens a door. They sense where power sits and how to get near it. Popular talk often mixes terms. Psychopath, sociopath, and antisocial personality disorder get used as if they were one word. They are linked but not the same idea. Antisocial personality disorder is a diagnosis based on a pattern of rule-breaking and harm from childhood into adulthood. Sociopathy is a looser label for learned rule-breaking shaped by setting. Psychopathy highlights core traits tied to low remorse, shallow affect, and calculated charm. Not every person with antisocial behavior shows the cool, polished mask seen here. Not every person with bold charm breaks laws. Precision matters. A key through line is manipulation. Manipulation means shaping another person's choices through covert pressure. It can be praise used as bait. It can be pity used as a leash. It can be an apology used as a reset with no real change in behavior. It tends to start small, and it often hides inside helpful acts. The goal is control, not care. The mask works because it feels like help. In the interview room, the finalist relieved friction. He filled gaps with answers. He made the panel feel smart for judging him as a fit. He said we early and often. He signaled speed, which many teams crave. He lowered anxiety. Lower anxiety makes quick decisions feel safe. Language helps. People with this profile often keep sentences short and direct. They stack verbs. They sound clear and firm under pressure. They do not rush. They do not fill silence with extra words. That calm tone feels like leadership. It also gives them time to read the room and adjust. Attention focus matters. In many lab tasks, people with this profile show strong focus on reward and weak signals for threat or fear. In daily life, that shows up as cool moves when stakes rise. A budget gap looks like a puzzle, not a danger sign. A tough question looks like a small wall to step around. Fear does not choke speech. The person can persuade while others freeze. Emotion plays a role. Shallow affect does not always mean no emotion. It often means quick, surface states that turn on or off as needed. A fast flash of concern. A smile on cue. A sober look when loss gets named. The moves look right. The timing feels slightly off if you watch closely. Most people do not watch closely. Pace and charm carry them. The first tests often come fast. The new hire may press for small rule bends within week one. A shortcut on procurement to keep momentum. A gentle rebuke of controls. A sudden request for trust. If someone questions it, the pushback is smooth. you worry too much. We are on the same team. I would never put you in a bad spot. The tone stays warm. The person who pushed feels silly for speaking. Here is where ordinary people get pulled in. We like those who ease our load. We like quick answers. We like confidence that does not shake. When someone delivers on day one, we relax. Relaxed minds skip steps. Verification drops. Paper trails thin out. The manipulator counts on this. The composite case that opened this chapter followed that arc. First month looked strong. The team hit a small target. Praise flowed. Week 6, small gaps in purchase logs appeared. The manager framed them as clerical noise. He said he would fix it by Friday. When a staff member pressed, he called her family and said tough love was part of growth. She felt flattered and scolded at the same time. The mix kept her quiet for a few days. Gaslight took a simple form. Set a claim, deny the evidence, reframe the person who raised it as stressed or petty. He said numbers looked fine when the sheet showed a mismatch. He said the vendor was vetted when the file lacked a full check. He said controls blocked innovation when controls simply asked for two signatures. Each move shifted focus off the facts and onto the person who saw the facts. Why did no one stop it early? People resist calling harm by its name when risk feels personal. Jobs feel scarce. Culture prizes speed. Leaders want to look decisive. The manipulator offers speed and a story. Doubt feels rude. The first person to speak up risks being labeled negative. Others watch and keep quiet. The difference between a strong leader and a manipulator sits in accountability. A strong leader welcomes checks and writes steps down. A manipulator asks for trust in place of proof. A strong leader shows receipts before a request. A manipulator shows charm before a request. The order matters. How does one see the mask sooner? Look for mismatches between words and records. Praise paired with pressure to skip a guardrail. Warmth paired with isolation moves. We are a family paired with punishment for small questions. Quick intimacy with no history. Fast plans with vague steps. Crisp answers that move past the exact thing you asked. Notice pacing. People with this profile often set a clock. They frame delay as danger. They ask for exceptions only this once. They frame checks as insult. If you put a small pause in the process and the person reacts with scorn or silent ice, you have data. If they accept the pause and help with proof, you have different data. Notice how they talk about others. Do they split people into allies and enemies within week one? Do they praise up and punch down? Do they repeat private stories from colleagues to win points? Do they mock those who cannot give them value? Patterns matter more than one line. A word on scope. Not every smooth talker is a predator. Not every bold person fits this profile. Calm, quick speech, and steady gaze do not equal a dark mind. The issue here is repeated covert control that puts goals over people and truth. The harm piles up across time. Back to the room. The panel would have seen more if someone had asked for slower proof. Simple steps help. Ask for a walkthrough with live data. Ask for a small pilot with two checks. Ask for the person to write the plan with dates, owners, and costs. Ask for references you choose, not a hand-picked list. People who plan to serve accept these steps. People who plan to control resist them or find a way around them. By month 3 in our composite, a finance lead pulled threads. A shell company sat behind a vendor. Travel claims did not match calendars. The new manager grew cold with staff who asked about the gaps. He warmed up with those who stayed quiet. He framed the finance lead as blocked and afraid of change. He framed himself as the only one brave enough to move fast. The end of this chapter sets the stake for the series. The mask is not a movie monster. It is a set of moves in plain rooms. The mind behind it prizes reward and control over truth and care. The rest of this series will show the playbook, the inner wiring, the digital tools, the office power games, the defenses that hold, and the path back when harm has already landed. The playbook of pressure disguised as care. He arrived with flowers, a story about a table the owner held for him, and a joke that landed. He said the night felt special. He spoke as if they had known each other for years. He reached for her plans and folded them into his. He said he could see the two of them driving the coast by August. The first tactic was speed. Love bombing did not look like romance. It looked like volume. Texts stacked before breakfast. A playlist arrived by noon. A courier dropped a small gift on day 3. The message under the message said move fast, skip checks, call this fate. She felt chosen. She also felt breathless. When she asked to slow down, he smiled and said he understood. Then he doubled the warmth the next day. Mirroring came next. He repeated her phrases back to her. He matched her food order and her weekend hobby. He said he had never met anyone who loved the same old films. He used her stories as proof that they were meant to be. It did not matter that last month he told a different person that he hated those films. The goal was not truth. The goal was attachment. By week two, he began future faking. He talked about a long trip in November. He said he had already told his aunt about her. He said he could see her name on the lease by New Year's Day. The promises were big and clear. The steps were foggy. When she asked for details, he changed the subject to how rare their connection felt. The feeling replaced the plan. Reward and withdrawal set the rhythm. On Monday, he poured on praise and touch. On Tuesday, he went cool without reason. When she asked what changed, he said nothing had changed. He framed her question as neediness. On Wednesday, he returned to sweetness. The cycle trained her to chase the warm day and accept the cold day as her fault. The cycle also created a pocket of confusion where he could ask for favors. Pity plays arrived when pushback appeared. On a night when she said no to a late drive, he told a quick story about a rough childhood. He did not lie about pain. He used pain to move the boundary. He said he did not ask much. He said she was the one who finally understood him. He said she could prove it by helping him this one time. The ask grew each week. Triangulation stepped in as insurance. He mentioned an ex who still wanted him. He praised a friend who admired his drive. He said people always told him he was rare. The third party created silent competition. She felt the need to hold her place. He did not need to say it out loud. He only needed to keep the other name in the air. Gaslighting kept the frame. He denied clear facts with calm voice. He said she never told him the trip date, even as the message sat in his thread. He said she forgot he had repaid her, even as the balance sat in her account untouched. He said she was tired and mixing things up. He said it with care. He put a hand on her shoulder and asked if she was sleeping enough. The kindness made the lie harder to fight. The same playbook worked in a family setting. 6:43 p.m., September 9th, 2020, a small living room during a birthday dinner. A brother lifted a toast. He praised his sister for her loyalty. He told a funny story about a road trip. He ended with a small twist. He said he had always looked out for her and now needed a quick favor to hold him over. He brushed off questions about payback. He said family did not keep score. He said she could trust him because of all the times he had carried her. He named three events and inflated his role. The room hummed with agreement. She handed him her card. The brother then cut contact for a few days. When she called, he sent one line. He said he was swamped and would fix things soon. He later framed her follow-ups as nagging. He told their mother she was ungrateful. He said she never respected his hustle. He used the family chat to float half-truths about sacrifices he had made for years. He smiled in person and kept the story alive. The goal was not to repay. The goal was to keep her on the hook under a cloud of guilt. Friend circles saw the same tools. 8:21 p.m., March 4th, 2022, a backyard fire pit. A new friend lavished praise on everyone's creative plans. He offered connections he did not have. He shared secrets that were not his to share. He put people in small competitions for his attention. He asked for rides and small loans. He forgot to return what he borrowed. When someone called him on it, he laughed and told a soft story about stress. He never minded an apology. He minded change. The tactics did not require high drama. They lived in tone and timing. A compliment landed right before an ask. A story about loyalty surfaced right after a boundary. A long silence arrived right after a plain request for proof. The silence made the asker feel rude. The ask moved forward. A different scene showed how small tests previewed larger harm. First date, first hour, he belittled a server and then turned back to charm as if nothing happened. He said the server was slow. He called it a small joke. He watched whether she laughed or raised an eyebrow. The test was not about the server. The test was about control. If she accepted the dig, he learned that a small cruelty would pass under the glow of charm. Another test came as a hidden deadline. He framed a quick decision as a mark of loyalty. He said he needed an answer by morning. He did not need an answer by morning. He needed to see whether pressure worked. If she said yes under time pressure, he learned that urgency could bend her line. A third test came as a secret. He shared a painful story in week one and asked her to keep it private. The content did not matter. The act created a fast bond and a wedge. It also created leverage. Later, when she pulled back, he reminded her of the secret and framed distance as betrayal. The early secret made her defend the bond she did not ask for. Patterns formed a shape. Speed replaced trust built over time. Mirroring replaced true fit. Future talk replaced steps. Reward and withdrawal replaced steady care. Pity replaced accountability. Triangulation replaced mutual respect. Gaslighting replaced truth. Tests replaced consent. A person under that weather lost track of small facts. Days blurred. Simple choices began to feel like traps. Not every relationship with quick warmth followed this arc. The difference showed up in how the person handled no. A partner acting in good faith accepted slow pace and clear lines. A manipulator framed slow pace as insult. A partner acting in good faith welcomed quiet days without making the other person chase. A manipulator used quiet as a leash. A partner acting in good faith answered questions with receipts. A manipulator answered questions with mood. There were tells a person could notice without turning into an investigator. One tell sat in the ratio between promises and plans. Grand talk with few next steps signaled a gap. Another tell lived in the stories about exes and friends. If every past partner was crazy and every friend was an idiot, the common factor was the speaker. A third tell lived in the treatment of people with less power. Watch how the person treated a cashier or a driver. That was likely the treatment waiting once the mask slipped. There were body tells too. A steady churn in the stomach after a sweet message. A need to reread threads to confirm what happened. A habit of asking friends to confirm facts you already knew. The mind knew, but the gaslight made the mind doubt itself. The body kept score. A small composite showed how the playbook moved from charm to control to cost. 5:02 p.m., December 12th, 2021, a small apartment. He arrived with takeout and a soft apology for being late. He said work ran long. He set a warm tone and asked her to spot him for a bill that had a banking hold. He said he would send it back by Friday. She said yes. Friday passed. He said the bank messed up. He grew cool for 2 days. She texted twice and heard nothing. On Sunday, he returned with flowers and a plan for a weekend trip. She felt relief. The relief masked the fact that nothing had been repaid. The mask stayed on because the cycle kept paying him. Family situations added layers of duty and shame. An aunt spoke about sacrifices she had made decades ago. She then asked for access to a savings account for a few weeks. She framed refusal as disrespect to elders. She brought in other relatives on group calls to pressure the decision. She cried when the answer stayed no. The tears were real. The use of tears to move the line was also real. Two truths sat side by side. The request still lacked a plan. Faith and community roles could carry the same weight. A leader praised a volunteer's heart and asked for one more unpaid shift. He said the person was called to serve. He said budgets were tight. He framed boundaries as selfish. He did not write schedules down. He did not share accounts. He kept loyalty high and transparency low. The mix gave him reach he had not earned. The playbook worked because it felt familiar. It reached for love, duty, pity, competition, and the desire to be good. It did not need to scream. It only needed to blur lines. It installed a private set of rules inside a public set of values. It made the target break their own standards to prove love or loyalty. Once that happened, the target became easier to steer. There were simple counters even at this stage, though full defense belongs later in this series. Ask for one step, one date, one receipt for each promise. Slow the pace for a week and watch whether kindness holds or turns to ice. Keep a small log of agreements in plain words for your own clarity. These are not tricks. These are ways to keep truth in view when charm tries to replace it. The point of mapping the playbook was not to turn people into enemies. It was to give ordinary readers a set of names for what they already felt. Once the moves had names, the fog thinned. Once the fog thinned, choice returned. The engine behind the mask. A volunteer sat with two finger clips, a heart strap, and a screen that flashed images in short bursts. Most people showed a quick jump when a harsh face appeared. He did not. The line on the monitor barely moved. When a loud tone sounded, he blinked once and kept his eyes on the task. He answered the memory questions without rushing. His voice stayed level. The tech marked the file. The trace looked flat where others showed spikes. Rewind. Psychopathy is best understood as a cluster of traits. Boldness. Low empathy. Cool response under stress. Weak brakes on impulse. It does not mean no feeling at all. It does not always point to crime. It does mean a different balance between reward, fear, and control. Reward focus came first in the data. In many tasks, people with this profile locked on to the target that paid. They chased the point even as rules shifted. When penalties rose, the chase often kept going. The short term win beat the long term cost. In daily life that looked like quick gains. A risky vendor. A fast loan. A jump to a new job before questions settled. The eyes stayed on the prize. Threat cues slid past. Fear response told another piece. Startle was low. Skin response was low. Heart rate stayed even during sharp sounds and strong images. The person did not freeze like others did. Calm gave them an edge in pressure rooms. It also removed a break most people count on. If fear does not ring the bell, the step across a line feels small. Effect was shallow and quick. Feelings turned on and off like a switch. Concern appeared when it helped. It faded when the goal moved. Shame did not weigh the mind for long. Guilt did not press speech into a confession. Faces showed the right shape without deep tone under it. That made performance easy. It also made repair rare. Attention felt narrow and strong. The person tuned out noise and held the task. They noticed social tells. They copied tone and pace. They tracked status in the room. They read what others wanted and delivered it on cue. The same spotlight could miss harm done to others. It set the view inward on aims and outward on leverage. Language carried a set of signs. The voice stayed flat, but clear under pressure. Words leaned on action and outcome more than feeling. Stories framed people as parts in a plan. When challenged, the speaker shifted to firm denials and quick reversals. He said the facts were wrong. He said the question missed the point. He moved fast to the next claim. The confidence pulled listeners along. Lying did not look like in movies. Eyes did not flick away. Hands did not shake. The person offered clean sentences and steady breath. Tells were in the structure. New details appeared when old ones were pinned down. Timelines bent to fit a goal. The same phrase popped up when cornered. You know me. I would never. The words bought space while he built the next step. Risk-seeking showed up in choices with uneven odds. High payoff with a chance of hard loss. Others hesitated when the downside grew. He did not. He took the shot and trusted his charm to clean up later. Sometimes it worked. When it failed, he switched to blame, pity, or pressure to move the cost to someone else. Cool response under pressure helped in key moments. A boss asked for receipts in a tense meeting. He smiled and said they were on the way. His tone made the room relax. He then shaped the follow-up to his pace. He offered part of what was asked. He framed the rest as delay by others. Calm let him set the frame while checks lagged. Empathy had an odd shape. He could read pain in others. He did not feel it as his own. That made him skilled at comfort words with no change in action. He knew what people wanted to hear. He used those lines to reset trust. The reset came with no repair. The cycle kept going. Threat processing looked different. The person noticed danger to self, not to group, rules, or shared trust. Threat to status felt vivid. Threat to a colleague did not. That lens made some calls look cold. Layoffs framed as a test of strength. Loss framed as a lesson for the weak. The language sounded tough and clean. It cut people out of view. Planning sat on two tracks. Short track was fast and tactical. Long track was vague but bold. He promised big arcs and left steps open. He pushed others to fill the gaps. When the plan failed, he said the team missed the mark. He kept the vision and moved on. Pain points also existed. The same traits that gave edge created blind spots. Narrow focus missed low signals that later grew loud. Low fear missed early warnings that most people used to reset course. Shallow effect broke bonds that would have shielded him when pressure rose. People learned and stopped covering for him. Systems that ran on trust pushed back. When asked to explain harm, he spoke in terms of logic, not care. He said the numbers worked. He said the rules were unclear. He said everyone cut corners. He rarely named the person who paid for his shortcut. He framed outcomes as proof the approach worked. He skipped the cost. A short composite showed the engine at work. 10:06 a.m., January 7, 2023, a sales floor. A client wavered on a deal with a penalty clause. He held eye contact and spoke with steady tone. He used the client's own goals as anchors. He promised a fix if any defect appeared. He knew the fix did not exist. He counted on his team to scramble or take the blame. Reward focus drove the promise. Low fear of fallout made it easy to say. Shallow effect buffered the thought of the team catching heat. The contract closed. 2 months later, support ate the cost. Another composite came from a police interview. For 32 p.m., October 19, 2020, an officer laid out a timeline and asked about a missing hour. He smiled and said he had been at home. He added a detail about dinner that did not fit the store receipt. When pressed, he introduced a new person who could vouch for him. The name did not match any call logs. The officer kept the room calm. The man did not sweat. He did not fill the silence. He waited for a hint and then adjusted his story to match it. The game was not truth. The game was control of the frame. Not all signs are unique to this profile. Calm speech shows up in many leaders. Risk tolerance shows up in founders and pilots. A strong stomach under pressure can be a public good. Context and pattern separate healthy edge from covert harm. The questions to ask are simple. Who pays the cost? How often? Does the person repair without pressure? Do they accept checks or fight them every time? Brain and body are not fate. People with these traits still make choices. Many never break laws. Some channel boldness into work that helps others. The issue in this series is not a label. It is a pattern of control that hides inside charm and speed. That pattern uses the engine described here. Reward focus. Low fear. Shallow effect. Narrow tactical attention. A voice that holds the room. These traits feed manipulation in direct ways. Low fear removes the weight that stops others from testing a story. Reward focus frames people as steps. Shallow effect lets the person speak care without changing course. Calm under pressure buys time to push proof away. Language skill builds a bridge that others step on with trust. Once on the bridge, they are easier to steer. This chapter stayed inside the engine. It did not map the new tools the modern world hands to a person with this profile. That comes next. The same calm voice now moves through screens at all hours. The same reward chase now taps into payment apps and fake faces. The same cool reply now uses distance and delay to keep proof out of reach. The screen that never blinks. A match pinged on an app. His profile showed a rescue dog, a beach, and a clean bio. He wrote in neat lines and answered fast. He asked about her day and mirrored her jokes. By midnight, he said he felt lucky. By morning, he sent a photo in soft light, cropped just enough to look candid. The image came from a model's page posted 3 years earlier. She did not know that yet. Rewind. The digital age handed the same mind new reach. Time and place no longer slowed the playbook. A person could run charm across three apps at once. They could test a boundary while the target brushed teeth. They could swing from sweet to cold with no face in view. Speed increased. Proof shrank. Romance swindles began with pace. Morning love notes. Night checks. Shared playlists. A photo of coffee on a sunny porch. The goal was attachment before verification. The next move folded money into care. A flight that needed a quick transfer. A phone plan that failed on the way to see her. A parent's clinic bill in another country. Each story used closeness as cover. Steps were foggy. Deadlines were sharp. The request came late at night when people felt alone. Investment cons followed a clean script. A friendly number texted the wrong name and then stayed to chat. The tone felt casual and kind. After a week, the new friend shared a safe trade. The platform page looked slick and showed quick gains. A small deposit seemed to grow. Screens showed profit. Withdrawals worked once at low amounts. Bigger deposits then froze. Support asked for tax fees to unlock funds. The target sent more to save what seemed like a large gain. The site never paid out. The chat went quiet. Deepfakes added a new layer. A video call opened with a face that matched photos. The voice sounded close. The delay hid small errors. The caller asked the target to hold the phone at a certain angle for connection. The angle masked lip sync flaws. The call felt real enough for trust. After the call, the ask landed by text. The person blamed a bank freeze and asked for a bridge. The proof of life had been a mask. Sock puppet networks built fake social proof. One person ran 3 to 10 accounts. Each account liked and praised the main profile. Comments framed the target as lucky to join a rare circle. DMs arrived from friends who vouched for deals. The target saw a crowd where only one person stood. The pressure felt social. The trap stayed private. Late-night message waves worked on the body. A flurry hit at 1:03 a.m., then 1:17 a.m., then 2:02 a.m. The target woke and replied. Sleep broke. Clarity dipped. The next day, the manipulator used the late replies to claim closeness. The cycle repeated for a week. Small asks slipped through a tired mind. Verification traps turned security tools into bait. A chat partner sent a code and asked the target to read it back, to prove you are real. The code reset a phone account. The manipulator took over the number and hijacked other logins. In other cases, a fake delivery notice asked for a fee on a copied brand page. The page skimmed cards and stored numbers. The target gave data to a site designed to look honest. Distance and delay became core tools. A person avoided voice calls and kept to text. When the target asked for a live call, the person booked a time and then missed it with a soft excuse. They promised a new time and missed again. Each miss came with extra warmth to keep the line alive. The target felt rude asking twice. That reluctance served the scheme. Screens blurred lines between public and private. A manipulator scraped old posts to build quick rapport. They named a school, a church, a band, and a trip. They used those details to act like a longtime friend. The target felt seen. The detail was not proof. It was homework used as charm. A short composite showed how several tools stacked. 10:28 p.m., January 14th, 2024, a kitchen table. She scrolled while dishes dried. A chat from a cousin's friend arrived through a group thread. The friend praised her new business and offered to introduce an investor. The investor joined with two other accounts chiming in support. They moved the talk to a private app that showed a blue check. The check was fake. The investor asked for a small compliance deposit to open the account. The group said this was normal. The page showed a dashboard with her name. The number climbed on screen. When she tried to withdraw, an error flag asked for a larger unlock fee. She paid. The chat stalled. The accounts went dark. Dating apps saw another pattern. A match invited the target to a new platform to escape the noise. The link led to a clone of a known app. The login request captured email and password. The manipulator tried those on banking and cloud accounts. Even when two-step blocks held, the attempts triggered alerts and stress. The manipulator then offered to help clean up the mess they had created. The fix came with a fee. Payment apps made small transfers feel casual. The manipulator framed each step as temporary. Hold this for me. Pay this and I will send it right back. Small amounts grew. Screenshots of fake transfers landed in the chat. The images showed pending status. The money never cleared. The target kept paying to rescue the earlier sums. Trust moved through images. A photo with a time stamp felt real. The image often came from a public page with the clock cloned in. A boarding pass with a seat number felt real. The pass often used a template with names dropped in. A passport photo felt like proof. It often came from a breach years earlier. The point was not strong fake art. The point was speed and pressure before checks. When targets pushed for proof, the manipulator used tone, warmth, hurt, then cool distance. I thought we had something rare. I have never had to prove myself like this. I will step back if this is how you treat trust. The goal was to make the target feel unkind for asking for a simple step. Digital life also gave a path to mass targeting. A list of recent widows from public posts. A list of recent grads. A list of small business owners who posted about a tough quarter. Each list gave pain points to script. The first lines hit the right notes. The ask followed the pattern. Fast bond. Foggy steps. Hard deadline. There were clean tells available even here. A person who avoided any live call after three asks revealed intent. A person who refused a simple, in-app purchase of a ticket, but pushed for a wire revealed intent. A person who asked for a verification code revealed intent. A person who used three accounts to praise the same plan revealed intent. A short law enforcement composite showed the arc from report to trace. 3:14 p.m., March 8, 2024. A victim filed a complaint about a romance investment hybrid. The team pulled domain data and saw a site spun up 3 months earlier. Traffic flowed from text links rather than search. The same hosting block served five clone sites with shared code. Wallet addresses rotated funds through mixers. Phone numbers pointed to online services paid with gift cards. The human link was the chat language and timing. Shifts changed at the same hours. The same phrases repeated across targets. The pattern told the story even when the masks changed. Platforms carried duties, but personal steps mattered too. None of these steps required tech skill. Ask for a live call before any money talk. Ask for a fresh photo with a simple, odd request, like holding a spoon or writing today's date on paper. Use in-app voice for the first proof. Keep talk on the platform where reports can run. Refuse to read any code back. Refuse to move to new apps on demand. Treat every urgent ask as a stop sign. Boundaries kept trust from becoming a funnel. They gave honest people a chance to show good faith and made bad actors leave. Boundaries did not end love or friendship. They ended fog. Power that smiles up and presses down. A new director arrived 5 minutes early and placed a thin folder at the head of the table. He greeted the chief executive by first name and thanked her for the trust to move fast. He used 3 slides to show a win that he said landed in his first month. He spoke in clean lines and ended with a joke that drew a soft laugh. When the meeting broke, he walked past his own team without a word. By noon, 2 analysts had been told to tighten up their attitude and to stop copying compliance on routine vendor emails. Rewind. The composite above matched a pattern seen across offices and public roles. Charm moved up the chain. Pressure moved down the chain. Rules bent in the middle where few people watched. The person stayed close to sponsors and kept distance from peers who could check facts. Praise flowed to power. Blame flowed to staff. Upward charm followed a script. The director echoed the chief's language. He spoke about bold bets, owner mindset, and clean execution. He sent weekend updates to show pace. He picked one highly visible metric and raised it with quick tricks. He framed that lift as proof of his larger plan. He rarely stayed for the grind that kept the lift from fading. Downward cruelty did not look like shouting. It looked like mood and access. Calendar invites vanished. Critical documents skipped the people who questioned him. Feedback arrived in private, not for growth, but for silence. He said a person was not aligned when they asked for a receipt. He placed that person on a plan with goals that moved week to week. He coached them to trust leadership and to avoid noise. Divide and conquer happened in small steps. He called 2 team members his core. He gave them favors with no record. He told them others were jealous. He gave them credit for work that belonged to a peer he needed to weaken. He fed each side different stories. The team lost a shared picture of truth. The only constant picture sat in his head. Rule bending came dressed as speed. He asked to bypass a second signature for 1 week to stabilize a vendor. He framed controls as old and slow. He called risk the price of growth. He told finance to send a payment early to keep momentum. When finance asked for a purchase order, he said the chief approved it in spirit and that paperwork would catch up. Paperwork did not catch up. The payment did. Compliance blind spots helped him. Policy language was clear. Practice was not. Leaders praised bias for action and entrepreneurial grit. The director used those lines to justify quiet exceptions. He did not write down exceptions. He did not ask for temporary approvals. He relied on the discomfort people feel when they have to slow a boss who speaks with the chief's tone. Meeting behavior gave away small tells. He looked at sponsors when he answered tough questions. He glanced past the person who asked. He recast a question as a win. He selected the 1 number that rose and ignored the 3 that fell. He offered a future plan when someone asked about past gaps. He kept his voice level. He did not show anger. He showed control. Public praise and private punishment set norms. He posted shoutouts to the team in general channels. He called individuals into his office to warn them about negativity. He asked them to stop copying legal on messages that involved his vendor. He said he wanted to protect relationships. He wanted to protect his freedom of action. When challenged by a peer, he did not argue facts. He reframed the peer as a blocker. He told a sponsor that the peer did not get the new model. He said culture needed to change and that some people would not make it. He positioned himself as the agent of that change. He made dissent look like fear. He made questions look like disloyalty. The same moves showed up in public roles. 6:02 p.m., May 20th, 2023, a city forum. A council candidate praised small businesses and promised faster permits. He said he would cut red tape within 30 days. He then pressed staff off camera to sign waivers that bypassed environmental checks. He blamed delays on clerks when approval stalled. He smiled on stage and scolded in halls. He lifted donor projects first and called it pilot momentum. Nonprofits were not immune. 11:18 a.m., November 7, 2022, a food bank. A new executive wooed funders with warm tours and polished stories. He shifted staff from route planning to social media for the cameras. He pushed volunteers to work extra hours without sign-in sheets. He called it flex. He held back bad news until after the gala. He framed safety concerns as low trust. He grew the top line while burning out the people who moved boxes. Schools saw parallel arcs. 8:44 a.m., January 9, 2024, a charter campus. A principal praised family culture in assemblies. He then punished teachers who reported resource gaps by assigning them lunch duty without cause. He used the word urgency to cover for a lack of books. He threatened to mark files, not a team player. When the board visited, he placed high performers on every classroom they entered. He hid special education files that showed missed minutes. He called critics bitter. He kept his tone calm. How did they keep fingerprints off the bends? They avoided email for key asks. They moved big choices into working sessions with no notes. They used calls and hallway chats. They asked trusted lieutenants to take the lead, then denied that they had given direction. They set targets so hard that teams had to bend rules to hit them. They then said they never told anyone to bend rules. They kept distance from the action and owned the credit for good outcomes. Performance plans became tools of control. The director placed the loudest questioner on a plan with vague terms like tone and alignment. He set weekly meetings without agendas and used each one to introduce new targets. He created a record that looked like help but served as a trap. The person spent time defending tone instead of moving work. Others saw and went quiet. Investigations stalled when sponsors had already decided that the director was a must-keep. HR received complaints that described behaviors. HR asked for proof. Staff feared retaliation and delayed details. The director called HR preemptively and framed the complainants as poor performers who were lashing out. He offered lists of wins and testimonials from his core. He asked for discretion due to sensitive change work. He bought time. Legal risk grew in the background. Retaliation laws did not require perfect notes from the victim. They required a causal link between protected activity and adverse action. The director created that link by placing the questioner on a plan days after she raised a control concern to finance. He did not see that as risk. He saw it as holding a bar. He left a trail without knowing it. What could teams and HR do without bias or libel? The anchor was behavior, not labels. Document one action per line with date, time, and witness. Use language that described what happened. Vendor paid without a purchase order on March 17, 2024. Smith asked to remove legal from thread on April 3, 2024. Jones moved Brown to a plan 2 days after Brown reported invoice gaps to finance. Plain records beat stories. Structured hiring reduced entry points. Use two interviewers per round. Ask for job simulations with live data that can be checked. Call references you choose, not a supplied list. Ask former peers, not only former bosses. Verify dates and titles with payroll stubs where lawful. Keep a standard set of questions and score them. The goal was not to catch villains. The goal was to keep charm from replacing proof. Duty rotation removed solo control. Split vendor selection, approval, and payment across different people. Require two signatures for new vendors. Run a quarterly report of payments by vendor address and flag overlaps with staff addresses. Force vacations for people who touch cash, so others can see the books. Simple controls cut the room where pressure could grow. Escalation paths mattered. Provide two channels that do not share a supervisor. Allow named and protected reports. Track time from report to action. Tell the reporter what happened to the concern, even if the person involved cannot be named. Silence breeds fear. Updates build trust. Leaders needed to watch their own reactions. If pushback felt like a threat to identity, stop and ask for receipts. Invite an outside audit when the stakes grew. Do not punish a tone when the content is a control. Separate content review from style coaching. Style can improve. Facts must be checked first. Boards and sponsors had to separate shine from health. Ask for retention by team, not only the top line number. ask for safety reports, ask for finance exceptions, ask to meet staff without the leader in the room, ask for a copy of the risk register and the top three open items, reward the person who brings bad news early. Public life added press and donors to the mix. The same rules helped. Focus on actions, not labels. Ask for contracts, not photos. Ask for timelines, not speeches. Publish the checks you require and apply them to friends and foes alike. A clean process protects the mission and the people inside it. A case composite showed how behavior-based work changed the outcome. 4:19 p.m., August 28, 2024, an internal review. A controller presented a one-page log with five items. Dates. Vendors. Approval paths. Two items showed payments without orders. One item showed a purchase approved after the invoice date. Two items tied to a single director. HR matched those dates to calendar notes that showed who was in the building. The director had asked for early payment on days when the sponsor was off-site. He had used a lieutenant to push them through. The record did not accuse him of a disorder. It described actions. The company recovered funds and parted ways with cause. Another composite tracked a public figure. 7:33 p.m., October 12, 2023, a campaign finance review. A watchdog listed three donors who shared a mailbox with a contractor. The candidate had voted for a change that favored that contractor. The report did not guess at motive. It listed facts and dates. Reporters asked for comment. The campaign called the report partisan, then returned the funds one day later. Process and daylight worked where anger would have failed. None of this required people to play doctor. Organizations did not need to diagnose anyone. They needed to watch for patterns that harmed trust and money. They needed to build systems that made it hard to bend rules quietly. They needed to reward truth, even when truth slowed to win. There was a cost to doing nothing. Quiet rule bending turned into public scandal later. Staff who saw harm left and took knowledge with them. The good people who stayed learned to keep their heads down. The mission shrank to metrics that looked good on a slide. There was also a cost to overreach. Treating every sharp leader as a threat killed momentum. The answer was not fear. The answer was proof and balance. Leaders who welcomed checks signaled safety. Leaders who fought checks signaled risk. The pattern over time told the story. Boundaries at work protected everyone. They kept leaders honest. They gave staff clear lines for action. They gave HR and legal a clean base for decisions. They turned allegations into records. They turned records into fair outcomes. They reduced bias by sticking to what happened and when. Detection and defense. She wrote one line. Date. Time. What was said. What she asked for. What happened next. The first entry took 30 seconds. By the end of the week, the pattern that felt like fog sat in clear lines on paper. Rewind. Start with a quick test. One claim. One step. One date. If the person offers warmth instead of the step, pause. If they grow cold when asked again, log it. Use a simple record rule. One event per line. Write date and time. Name the place or channel. Quote short phrases. Avoid opinions. Keep screenshots and messages in a folder. Name files with dates. Store a backup away from the person in question. Run a pattern check at the end of each week. Count how many times words matched proof. Count how many times pace pushed past checks. Count how many times silence followed a boundary. Numbers calm the mind when charm or pressure tries to set the tone. Set three ground rules for yourself. No money or favors without a written plan. No rushed decisions after dark. No secrets forced on day one. Use verification scripts that fit daily life. Before we move, show me the receipt. Please send the contract in writing with dates. Let us do a live call to confirm details. Hold while I check with the bank. I keep legal copied when vendors are involved. Use boundary lines that are short and firm. I do not skip controls. I will not send codes to anyone. I do not wire funds to new accounts. I need two signatures on this. I will pause until records arrive. When charm pushes, keep the pace. I heard the promise. Now I need the step. I am not deciding today. Proof first. Then we continue. Plan safe exits before you need them. Tell one trusted person what you are seeing. Choose a neutral meet place if a talk must happen. Keep your own transport. Place copies of key documents in a secure folder. Change passwords with a fresh device if phones or laptops feel exposed. Know when to stop contact. End chats that switch platforms without reason. block numbers that ask for codes. Move talk back to the platform that has reporting tools. Do not argue in messages once you decide to stop. Silence is safer than a long thread. Money at risk calls for fast steps. Call the bank and card issuer the same day. Ask for a freeze or reversal. File a report with your local police for the record number. Save the case number and names of staff you spoke with. Forward fake pages to the platform's abuse address. Time matters for chargebacks and holds. Workplace risk needs clean lanes. If a manager bends rules, send a short note to the proper mailbox and copy the second channel named in policy. Keep it about actions and dates. Example line. On March 17, 2024, payment to vendor X went out without a purchase order. Ask for acknowledgement of receipt. Save it. If you face retaliation, write the timeline. Protected report date. Adverse step date. Items in between. Bring that page to HR or counsel. The standard is sequence and link, not labels. Stay with facts. Safety and law are clear in some cases. Threats. Stalking. Physical harm. Identity theft. Child exploitation. Go to law enforcement. Preserve messages. Do not warn the person. Give officers the raw files. Ask for a copy of your report number. For personal ties, build a support net. One friend who answers late. One counselor or clergy contact, if that fits your life. One local number for crisis. Write them down. When doubts rise, call before you reply to the person who is pressing you. Practice two small habits that protect trust. Delay at least one night before any new financial step. Ask for a fresh photo with a simple request. Today's date on paper. A spoon in hand. A live wave on a short call. Use the stoplight method. Green means steady proof and respect for no. Proceed. Yellow means warm words and thin records. Slow down and ask for one step. Red means pressure, secrecy, and anger at checks. Stop and document. Teach teams the same moves. Write actions, not labels. Rotate duties. Force vacations in cash roles. Two signatures for new vendors. Public dashboards for exceptions. Staff see who protects them when leaders choose checks. If you lead, model the standard. Welcome audits. Share risk logs. Praise the person who brings bad news early. Put controls in slide 1, not slide 9. Calm strength comes from proof. None of this turns life into court. It puts truth back in reach. You will miss less when you slow the pace by one beat. You will see more when you write one clean line a day. Aftermath and rebuilding. She checked her phone and saw the last message thread pinned to the top. She did not open it. She sat with a bank printout, a new email password, and a short list of names to call. The room looked bare. The quiet felt heavy and clean at the same time. Rewind. The first days after a break carry shock. Sleep runs light. Thoughts loop. The body swings between relief and fear. People often blame themselves for not seeing the pattern sooner. Guilt is common. So is the urge to explain the story to the person who caused the harm. Skip the explanation. Start with care and proof. Care means basics. Eat on a schedule. Drink water. Walk outside once a day. Tell one trusted person what happened and what you fear next. Give that person your safety plan. Share a spare key only if needed. If you live together, ask a friend to be present while you move out or change locks according to local rules. Proof means clean records. Save the log you kept. Download copies of chats and statements. Capture photos of items at risk. Store everything in a folder with dates in the file names. Put a duplicate on a drive you control. If accounts were shared, list each one and change your side with fresh passwords. Loss comes in two forms, money and time. Money can sometimes be traced. Time cannot. Write a simple ledger. Amounts, dates, and the reason given at the time. This turns a blur into lines you can act on. It also helps a bank, a small claims court, or a police report if you choose that path. Restitution paths vary. If a crime occurred, report it. Get a case number. Ask your bank about chargebacks or fraud holds. If the loss is civil, send a demand letter with dates and amounts. Keep it short and factual. If you fear contact, have counsel send it. If the sum is small and the person is volatile, you may decide the safest path is to cut the loss and block. Safety is worth more than a win on paper. Common myths block healing. One myth says closure requires a final talk. It does not. Another says only weak people get pulled in. Many strong people were trained to be generous and patient. A third says you must forgive to recover. You do not owe anyone that step. You owe yourself distance and a plan. Workplaces need repair too. If you reported a rule bend and faced a plan or a demotion, write the sequence. Ask for the appeal process in writing. Bring a witness to meetings. If you cannot stay, leave with your documents and your dignity. Take a clean copy of your work where allowed. Ask for a neutral reference letter while things are calm. Friend circles will split. Some will minimize. Some will take sides. Decide in advance what you will share. Use one steady line. I ended contact due to a pattern that hurt me, and I am moving on. Repeat as needed. You do not need to argue. You do not need to supply screenshots to anyone who asks. Grief arrives in waves. You may miss the warm days more than you hate the cold ones. Write a page about three things you now know for sure. Keep it where you can see it. Read it when nostalgia edits the past. Memory is kind to charm. Paper is kind to truth. Rebuilding trust starts small. Give new people normal pace. Keep plans on the calendar, not in promises. Ask for one proof step early and watch the response. Do not punish a good person for the last person's choices. Do not ignore your own early signals. Slow does not mean fear. Slow means care. Money hygiene becomes part of health. Separate accounts. Shared budgets only with clear records. No wires to new accounts without a call to the institution. No loans without a simple contract that names the date and the repayment plan. If someone reacts to these steps with anger, you learn something you needed to know. Digital cleanup helps the mind rest. New passwords. New recovery emails. Fresh two-step on each account. Remove unknown devices. Close old apps you do not use. Freeze credit if there was identity risk. Set quiet hours on your phone. Sleep improves when the screen goes silent at night. Support routes are worth writing down. A counselor if that fits. A peer group. A legal clinic. A victim services office. A faith leader if that is your path. Ask each for one concrete step this week. Take it. People heal faster when they move one small task at a time. Watch for the urge to prove your growth to the person who harmed you. You do not need to send updates. Block if you have not already. If you must co-parent or share a workplace, treat contact like a business brief. Facts only. One topic per message. No extra lines. A short composite shows the turn. 9:03 a.m., April 6, 2025. She filed a fraud report with her bank, changed 4 passwords, and moved money to a new account. She printed her weekly log and brought it to a local officer who gave her a case number. She told one friend that she might need a ride later in the week. She slept for 6 hours that night. The next day she returned a borrowed item and closed that door. The final gain is quiet confidence. You will notice early signs and act sooner. You will ask for proof without apology. You will step away when a person punishes your pace. You will trust people who welcome checks. You will hold room for hope and keep both feet on solid ground.